feel good. And we're bothering our wire and brilliant. We will build a nice place for you, and you can perform your budget there. So they were ringing and please open the door. And he said, oh, I'm very old now, I'm very weak. I cannot even open the door. So they kept dealing to him for 2 or 3 days. And he did not respond. So finally they gave up. And the Bhagavatamara was thinking that if I open the door, if I accept their offer, then so many people will come and disturb me. And different persons are holding some big program. They will invite different Mayavadi sannyasis. I will also have to go there and associate with these Mayavadi sannyasis. Bombay, and I will be invited to Prabhupada Sanyasi and so many places where they will also invite materialistic persons just to give some prestige. So he was not interested in this. So he just responded in this way, I cannot open the door. And then after some time, some disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, they went to visit Bhakti Maharaj. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada instructed them to go and take his darshan to get his mercy. So they went there, and including Prabhupada, so they all appealed to Bhakti Maharaj. And they said that we have come on the order of our Gurudev, Prabhupada, and he has requested us to come and to take your association. So immediately when he heard the name of Sarasvati Thakur, they said, oh, you have come from Sarasvati Thakur. So then immediately he opened the door and he welcomed them. And then he gave a benediction to Prabhupada Gurudev. That you simply dedicate all of your life to preaching the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to serving the Guru Maharaj. And whatever sentiments come in the course of your preaching, I will take all those sentiments from my head. He gave this benediction. And Prabhupada was fond of telling this story. And he also directly experienced this in his life, that there were so many situations, like when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was doing Navadvi Parikrama, and so many persons were even threatening the life of Sarasvati Thakur, a throwing stone, and Vishnu Maharaj put to death of Srila Prabhupada, and he found them all very possible. So, throughout what turned out Maharaj's life, so many folks became to him. So he had made this call to be brief anecdote. At one time, the person was coming, asking Bhakti Maharaj, please give me a mercy. He was coming like this for 2 or 3 days. Please give me a mercy, please give me a mercy. And then finally Bhakti Maharaj held up some open. He said, here, take this. This is my mercy. So,
all about here. Awesome.
The question for this is going to be about
a mercy.
So, we don't actually know what is mercy. And another time, the person who had been living with Bhakti Maharaj for some time and was trying to follow him, he left. And then came back with his new wife. And he said that, oh Bhakti Maharaj, by your mercy, I have attained the association of this Krishna Dasi. Bhakti Maharaj said, oh, you have the association of a Krishna Dasi. Oh, you're so fortunate. You have such high association. And he said that just like the Dasis, the Krishna Dasis, or the Nature of Srimati Radhika, they are the Russians. So you should always worship Sri Krishna Dasi in that same spirit. And never at any time in your life think of enjoying her or avoiding her in any way. So when he heard this, the two of them immediately left and didn't come back. And another time, someone said that, "Oh, Bhakti Maharaj, I am very fortunate that I have acquired some land now in Navadvip." And he said, "Oh, do you think yourself the possessor of this land? And you don't even know the value of one particle of dust in Navadvip." So, in this way, we will look at you.
आज यहाँ पर श्रीमद् भागवत की बात उसने आज के लिए कार्य किया तो नंद को आनंद भयो
जय कन्हैया लाल जय
कन्हैया लाल की आज
को हाथी दिया किसी को घोड़ा दिया गुरुओं को पापी दिया और लोगों को क्या दिया आपकी और महिलाओं को क्या दिया
Thank you.